This feature of the Science News Radio Network is coming to you from our studios in Dallas, Texas. Science News is on the air right now.
This is the promise of tomorrow, where people and industry keep up with the business of emerging and nanotechnologies. The fields covered in this series of programs will include energy, defense, aerospace, medicine, semiconductors, and more. For the next hour, Colonel Mason will introduce his experts, and you'll be on the cutting edge of the promise of tomorrow.
And welcome back. So good to have you back with us again as we explore the exciting world of the business of emerging science, nanotechnology, open innovation. Remind those of you listening on radio, you can also hear us commercial-free, online, and webcast at promiseoftomorrow.biz. promiseoftomorrow.biz. We're on there all the time, and all the shows we've ever aired are all archived at that website. Well, we've got an exciting show today. We're going to visit the Den of Strangers, get more wisdom from somebody a lot of us never heard of. Today, we're going to conjure up Anita Loos, who has some very significant things to say about her disdain for the women's liberation movement. Mm-hmm. And we're going to visit our fountain of useless information that we keep here on the set in the second half of the program. Today, we've got a multi-part question for the Fountain of Useless Information. Some pretty funny stuff. A bimbo drink or something like that? No, you're going to really have to listen to this. I mean, it's pretty interesting as to why people do some of the crazy things that people do, because they do. Sometimes you scratch your head, you wonder, why do people do and decide the things that they're going to decide? And so if you listen to the Fountain of Useless Information we have in the second half of the program, you'll get a good indication of what I'm talking about. And, of course, at the end of the program, listener comments and the voice of reason. This time, Atala de los Santos is going to check in. She's with a company called, actually, they're an NGO called PATH, P-A-T-H. They do a lot of humanitarian things worldwide. And Tella has been a guest on this program before, so she has got some interesting insight in the voice of reason section of the program. We're going to hear from Rubiola. I've got it this time. May Rubiola. The name is pronounced differently from where it's spelled. You won't believe it. She spells it Mehrubeoglu. Now, how you get Mehrubeoglu out of Mehrubeoglu, I have no idea. But if I just remember Mehrubeoglu, it's a lot easier than looking at the spelling of her name. So Ruby is going to come on with us in just a minute. She is the chairman of the 4th Annual Green Technology, not the 4th Annual, I'm sorry, the 6th Annual Green Technologies Conference. This is the 6th one. It's been held in Far West Texas. Lubbock, I think, was the first one, and then in Dallas-Fort Worth, and then in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That was a lot of fun. From there, it went to Tulsa, Oklahoma, then on up to Denver, Colorado last year, and now it's down in Corpus Christi. And the conference is going to be held April 3 and 4 at Corpus Christi at the hotel that's right there on the bay, the Omni Bayfront Hotel. Beautiful spot. Oh, if you've never been to Corpus Christi, this is your chance to really go and have a great time. It's a wonderful, wonderful place to be. I mean, every time I go to Corpus, it's always just so sensational. And it's the view is beautiful. Try to get out on the boat that goes out into the bay at sunset and look back and see the sun setting behind the city of Corpus Christi, which is a very beautiful, beautiful, beautiful city right on the waterfront. And it's a spectacular sight. There's just no doubt about that. Of course, a lot of refineries are down there, too. There's you can get a tour of that also. So the sixth annual Green Technologies Conference produced by IEEE. And we're going to hear from Ruby in just a few minutes. She's going to tell us about all the exciting things that are going on at that particular conference. And another thing that conference is really going to be quite interesting is a talk by Francina Hulris, who is the CEO of Total Protection Services. And she's talking about green vulnerabilities and the dangers that are faced by all these connections that are at the our power grid. A lot of people are poo-pooing those. You know, that there's any worry about that. They say that there's no chance of anything happening. But she has some pretty good information from some very qualified people, and some in our own government who think that's not true. I think that we could be very vulnerable for a massive cascading power failure. So anyway, that's a very interesting talk. That's going to be a lunch talk, I understand, by Francina, so you'll want to catch that. All right. Well, let's move along here a little bit and get right to our interview with Ruby, May Rubiola. Well, today we're really lucky. We have a lady we've been chasing for a while, Ruby Rubiola, May Ruby. Let me get this right. May Rubiola, I think, is how she pronounces her last name. Anyway, Ruby's with us, and she is the chairman of the 6th Annual IEEE Green Technology Conference that's going on in Corpus Christi, coming up here in April, the 3rd and the 4th of April. Welcome to the program, Ruby.
Thank you, Colonel.
Well, now, this is going to be a pretty exciting time, and this is, I understand, this is the first time that you have been chairman of an important event like this. Is that right?
That's correct, at this scale, at least.
Okay, at this scale. All right. Well, it's going to be a fun show, and a very interesting conference. The theme is Sow the Seeds of Our Future, and SOW stands for Solar, Ocean, and Wind. That was pretty clever. Did you come up with that?
I wish I could take the credit for it, but it was a team effort and more of our technical committee's idea.
Okay, good. Well, now tell us a little bit about this. The show, the conference is going to open on the 3rd. What time?
That's correct. The conference opens at 8 a.m. on Thursday morning on 3rd of April at Omni Corpus Christi Hotel. This will be a two-day event. We have a very exciting program going on. We'll start with a keynote speaker in the morning who will open the program for us, followed by three parallel sessions of technical presentations, and that'll be in the morning. And in the afternoon, we'll have a half-day workshop on the NEC photovoltaics updates that have been coming up in the new cycle. And then we'll have a very interesting luncheon speaker in between, of course. And then the next day we'll have another exciting sessions of technical presentations with panel discussions, and we'll also have some tech talks that will be presented by our exhibitors. So we're very excited. We additionally have very special guests, invited speakers who will give very special talks, and we'll be having our program on the website very soon.
Okay, so very soon is how very soon?
Within a week.
Okay, that's good. Now then, there's also some student competition going to be Saturday, I think. Is it robotics or what is it? And is the public invited to observe?
Yes. So the student competitions is part of the IEEE Region 5 activities, and it follows the Green Technologies Conference. And as you said, it's on April the 5th on Saturday. We have four competitions going on. One of them is the robotics competition that will be held at the Omni Corpus Christi Hotel, together with the paper competition. The paper competition is a Region 5 competition that goes through several stages of evaluation. So we will get to see the final 12 presentations at the Omni on that day. We also have two other competitions. One is circuit design competition, and the other is ethics competition, and these are going to be held at Texas A&M University Corpus Christi campus at the School of Engineering and Computing Sciences.
A lot of exciting things going on. I can see a good deal of preparation has gone into all this, and you've got some nice sponsors too. I understand American Electric Power is a major sponsor, and Mauser Electronics is going to be there with an exhibit, and your keynote speakers are pretty electrifying. I understand one is coming from Sheffield, England, and he is talking about how we can synchronize energy sources that are tied to the electric grid. Not only that, I understand Francina Horace is going to be there too. She's talking about green vulnerabilities and avoiding disasters. She's going to be a luncheon speaker, I think. Tell us about some of the other speakers and their topics.
Absolutely. Well, some of the invited guests include our IEEE lobbyist who will be talking about the green energy policy in Washington, and we have other invited speakers from Texas Tech who will talk about the latest research trends over there. Now, Texas Tech is pretty special because that was where the first IEEE Green Technologies Conference was held, so they kind of got this going for everybody, and after that was headed in Dallas, and last year it was in Denver, Colorado, was headed in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, so we're very excited to be having this in Corpus Christi, and so we have technical presentations covering a myriad of subjects, including energy generation through ocean waves, tides, and currents. We have some presenters talking about the energy harvesting using photovoltaics, using solar power. We have all sorts of different topics, and we're very excited to be part of it all in Corpus Christi.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. And you mentioned the places where the conference has been held before, and I've attended a good many of them, and they are really superbly put together and very finely executed. I understand next year, talking to Doug Mader with Energy, that it's going to be held in New Orleans, Louisiana, and that will be fun too.
Absolutely.
And some of the topics, green energy policies, management and control, and you mentioned ocean tidal. I mean, what a subject that is. Trying to penetrate that has been a very, very interesting thing. And I imagine right there in Corpus Christi, ocean tidal is a pretty big thing. I guess you harvest the energy from the swells and the waves that are out near the wind farms or something, and then bring the energy back to shore. Is that how it works?
Yes, actually, that's a relatively new technology at large scale. It is much more mature in different parts of the country, but we being so close to the ocean in Corpus Christi, we thought the marine theme was quite fitting, and that's where we're having all the technical presentations that include those subjects.
So a lot of really great things going on. Super networking, too. I mean, it's going to be really good because you're going to have government officials and systems integrators and research laboratories and utilities. Investors, I guess, are going to be there. Academic institutions are represented pretty good, too, and business leaders and innovators, all kinds of people.
Absolutely. We have technical papers, which will be published in IEEE Explore, which have gone through rigorous peer review, and those are coming from academic institutions, research institutions, some industry, but we also have some tech talks, which are not accompanied by technical papers, but are presentations that are talking about the state of the art and current status of the technology and the business needs and the technology needs, industry needs. So I think it's going to be a great meeting of all aspects of green engineering, green technologies, And we're also looking at other industries which are not commonly known as green technologies, but they also have green practices. So we're inviting them also to come and share with us their green practices.
Well, I think you told me when we were speaking off mic something about green buildings too. Did you say that you've got some a builder or something going to be there that specializes in green buildings?
Actually, this is going to be a very special presentation for us. It will be given by our Region 5 director, who actually built his own house with this very well-engineered, very efficient, high-energy house. So, and he's gotten quite a lot of attention with it where he is. So he'll be sharing that firsthand with us with lots of technical information, good information. So it'll be very interesting.
Yeah, the green buildings are really something. I mean, there's they not only can survive off the grid, but many of them are able to feed electricity back onto the grid. Isn't that the case?
That's correct. And also, you can do other things inside the house to make sure it's energy efficient and save on your electricity bill and energy bill. And so there are all aspects of green technologies and green energy.
Of course, with all the connections to the electrical grid, this allows more opportunity for tragedies and things, disasters, and rolling blackouts and that sort of thing. And I understand one of your speakers is going to be covering that very topic on avoiding disasters by protecting all these connections to the electrical grid. That's going to be your luncheon speaker, I understand. Is that right?
It's going to be one of our keynote speakers, yes.
Absolutely. So now then, registration is going to be at the website, and that's going to be up, you say, within a few days. And so people can go to the website, which is IEEEGreenTech.org. That would be IEEEGreenTech.org. There's no periods or anything or other dots in that, and at that website there will be a place where people can register.
That's correct. There will be a link to the registration website, and we are encouraging all our participants and guests to register at the conference venue hotel at Omni. And for those who are staying at the Omni, there will be a $100 discount for the registration fee. So we do expect that to go up very soon.
All right, that's great. And the agenda, the program, the actual event schedule and that sort of thing, I think when you and I spoke last time, you were saying that that's going to be up there too very shortly?
Yes, we have a draft already. We're making sure that all our invited speakers are available at the times that we have scheduled them, and that should be going up very, very shortly as well.
Yes, and I know, Ruby, that you're this is kind of a little out of your field putting on this event, and so this is your first time for doing it, and you're really in academia and studying green energy. You're a member of IEEE and have been for a while. Give us a prediction for the future. Look down the road 5 or 10 years or so. What do you see coming as a member of academia?
Well, there's a lot of investment in the research as well as prototyping going on, and some companies have actually turned renewable energy into a profitable business, but I think we still have a long way to go. We need high efficiency material for the solar power conversion, which is a hot topic today. So we're definitely making progress. I think we have the support that's needed for renewable energy to become a key source for us in the future, or actually a growing resource for us.
Well, a friend of mine asked me the other day about why there isn't more of it. And I had to point out to her that the biggest problem is storage of electricity, and how do you see the development of batteries or ways of storing electricity improving at a better pace than it's going right now?
Absolutely, and actually, those batteries exist, and they're also hot topics of research. As I said, the materials and other things need to be developed and improved to collect and store that energy efficiently and without loss. So that's a very hot research topic at the moment.
Now, you say the batteries currently exist. Is that in the laboratory or are they in use?
Well, laboratory too, and I believe at the prototype level.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, Ruby, how about a word of wisdom? Something that maybe a mentor taught you some years ago, words to live by, maybe something that you would teach a student or something like that. A word of wisdom, words to live by, some piece of advice. What do you have for us?
Well, we'll never stop learning. Always look for future, and technology is our future.
All right. Okay, what have we missed? I think we've covered a great deal, and I know that we want to be sure and get out as much information as we can about the event. What is the one takeaway that you would like to have people get from this conversation?
Just watch out for the registration website, and we do have lots of fun things, informative things that are planned for this conference. We are bringing together industry reps, academia, research representatives, even some political views. So it'll be an exciting event, and we'd like everybody to come and participate.
Oh, now
our beautiful Corpus Christi as well in the meantime, on the side.
Yeah, that's true. Corpus Christi is beautiful. There's no doubt about that. Every time I've been there, I've always been just in awe of the beauty of Corpus Christi, and lots of fun things to do too. You mentioned there was going to be some political aspects to this too, some government questions. Can you give us an example?
Yes, we have invited our IEEE lobbyists to talk to us about the current energy policy and green technologies policy in Washington. So he'll be sharing that with us, and I think that'll be very exciting to know, because that also helps shape the future of research as well as investments in green technologies in the near and far future.
Well, this president has really been pretty friendly, I think, to renewables and to the ecology. And one thing or another, we've seen time and time again that he's taken a very cautious hand on and dealing with these issues. So that should be a pretty fascinating thing, having the lobbyist here telling us about what to look forward to.
Absolutely. And we're looking forward to it.
All right. Ruby. Mayru Biola. Did I say it right?
Very good.
Thank you so much. The chairman of the 6th Annual IEEE Green Technology Conference going on in Corpus Christi, April 3 and 4. You can register at the website IEEEGreenTech.org. That's IEEEGreenTech, no periods or spaces or anything, .org. And we'll look forward to seeing you there. Thank you so much for being with us, Ruby.
Thank you, Colonel. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, there you have it. Ruby Mayru-Biola, the chairman of the 6th Annual IEEE Green Technology Conference going on in Corpus Christi, and we sure hope we can see you down there, the 3rd and 4th of April. You can register at the website. I believe registration is going to be up very, very shortly, she says, at IEEEGreenTech.org. That's IEEEGreenTech.org. All right. Now then, I think it might be fun to check in to the Den of Strangers. Anita Luce, remember her? Yes, she has something very significant to say, so let's conjure her up now. Okay, as we walk to the break at the half hour, we're going to pause at the door of the Den of Strangers, where we keep locked away all the wisdom of mankind. Who in the Den of Strangers will we meet today?
Anita Luce. I'm furious about the women's liberationists. they keep getting up on soapboxes and proclaiming that women are brighter than men. That's true. But you should be kept very quiet, or you ruins the whole racket.